Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Their opinions are needed, and the survey is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, are you registered to vote in Colorado?
I am.
Thank you. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, an Independent, or something else?
As a Democrat.
Thank you. And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Are you very certain, somewhat certain,
very
or
certain.
Not too certain? Thank
very
you.
Certain.
Now, first of all, how would you rate the job Cherry Creek School District does providing a high-quality education to its students? Excellent? Good.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
It's very low.
Okay, thank you. Now, the school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects
I'm voting for it. Yeah. I will approve it.
Oh, unfortunately, I cannot choose for you, so we will have to
okay.
go one by one.
Sure.
Thank you. Now, if approved, this bond money would be used for increased school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skills training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying...
Okay, I know what it is. Just give me the choices.
Thank you. And now we would need to know, knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you would vote yes or no to each of the three bond options.
Okay.
Option one is $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in higher property taxes equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of home value, but would have some of the school building projects. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Option two is $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29. Thank
yes.
you. And the last one is option three, a $950 million
yes.
bond at a cost
yes.
of... Thank
yes,
you very
yes,
much.
Yes.
Now, lastly on this topic,
paying for schools.
Thank you. Now, lastly on this topic, if the Cherry Creek School District said it would meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skills training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase the teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal $36 a year for every $1,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for these
yes.
CCSD?
Yes,
thank
yes.
you very much. Thank you. Now, following up, opponents to this tax increase in ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money. Wasteful high administration overheard costs and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree with this?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of this passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give us a reason for voting yes. Rate each as either a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Now, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first-of-its-kind aspiring educator program. This program is the strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek, as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teacher educators. By doing so, it will ensure Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come. providing a secure and stable educational environment to our students. Do you find this statement very persuasive, somewhat persuasive?
Very persuasive.
Thank you. The next one is, school buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and... The next one is, adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students. Thank you. The next one is, passing the meal levy ballot issue means being able to increase teacher and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing. Thank you. The next one is, expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campus and skills training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying in-demand job, such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, or others.
Is this what they're calling the technical training?
The technical training is what
it
says.
Not persuasive.
Not persuasive at all. Even if it says that this not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver metro, but turns students into productive
types. Not persuasive to me. They can go to community college.
The next one is, despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K to 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school building or raise teacher pay.
Repeat that one.
Yes. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teacher pay.
Very persuasive.
The next one is continual security upgrades are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
I guess in the environment we live in, somewhat persuasive.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district's bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
I think that's persuasive, yes.
And is that, do you find that
very persuasive? Very persuasive.
Thank you very much. After hearing all this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it would meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teacher pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for $100,000 of home value. Would you vote yes or no for the CCSD property tax increase?
I would vote yes, but I think Cherry Creek School should stay out of technical training.
Thank you very much. And now, just a few questions for classification purposes. What is your gender?
I'm female.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, 40 and 54? 55 and 64, 65 and up.
65 and up. You'll have to hold for a minute.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, thank you. And Mel, do you have any children?
Are we almost done here?
We are almost done. These are the last few questions, just for statistical purposes.
Yep.
Now, do you have any children under 18? I'm sorry.
Nope.
18
no,
or under.
No.
Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District School?
No.
And just to make sure we have a representative sample, could you please tell me your race? Are you a Black or African-American, white or Caucasian?
No, I'm white. I'm Caucasian.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. Oh, my God. I have to rush. Oh.